Welcome everybody to the Jim Hickey podcast, the A to Z of success in the ring. Jim, another episode, another week. This week we're going to focus on the letter H, H for horsemanship. So I suppose if you're into equestrian sport at all, you're into horsemanship. But what do you mean by that specifically then?
Well, thank you, Conor, for the lovely introduction. I mean specifically on horsemanship. It's about how we relate to the horses. And sometimes this sport is so intense and there's so much technical learning in the training, and in each discipline there's just so much to think about in our heads. We often forget the reason why every rider started, and the connection with these beautiful creatures. And a great way to ask yourself this question is, how does a horse spell love? And it's a great question I often ask, and the answer is time, T-I-M-E. You need to spend more time. I believe that in riders would say it, you know, they're just so much in the planning and the organization for each event. Often the time, you know, bringing your horse, your animal out and hand grazing them, even watching them in the paddock, hanging out with them in the stable, getting to know their personality, getting to know their character. You know, they're all individual, and they're no different to people and people's personalities. And so the awareness to just really connect with your horse and our horses, our pony, whatever the animal, you know, male, female, it's just a relationship that is so important. And I'd love each rider that's listening and watching to think, like, out of 10, how much am I spending time, enough time, with my animal or animals? And when you honestly ask that question, you know, very few riders would say, oh, 10 out of 10. So really challenge yourself in this moment and say, okay, whatever number it is, I'm going to honour my relationship, this beautiful horse. And it's hard to get these animals, it's hard to get the right horses, and there's, you know, a lot of time, you know, that has been spent in search for them, and then you get them, and then you're getting all, riders can, often would say, I get so consumed in my sport, in the competition, I kind of overlook it. I overlook that part, and it's one of the most important parts, because it's a partnership, and it's they have to feel, you know, he or she, they feel everything. And the more you're connected, the more they feel the connection, the better the success in the ring. And the more enjoyment you're going to get. And probably the big word I'd like to use here is fulfillment. You feel fulfilled by this beautiful relationship when you nurture it and nourish it more.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I was quite surprised that you actually relate that to horsemanship. I thought it was going to be very the practical, looking after your horse and making sure they're well cared for and all that, but actually it's more about building that relationship with them and connecting deeply with them so that you're more connected in the ring later on.
Absolutely. Yeah, because that's when I spoke earlier about there's so much specifics and there's so much attention given with, you know, feed and tack equipment and what's needed to get the result, you know, so that you ride the horse. And trainers, and you know, it's so technical and it's so deep, but the one-on-one relationship with rider and horse is so important. And like, again, when you ask yourself, you know, when riders, you know, one rider said, you know, I'm definitely not spending enough time, and the following week she said the relationship has really grown, you know, I totally kind of forgot that whole aspect, and now I understand them better. And then when she rode them in the competition, she said I had a much better connection, a much better relationship. It was unbelievable. So it's amazing the results you get when you you know, you put that time and make that effort. And, you know, you could be 10 minutes on your phone and make a decision to decide, no, I'm going to spend this time, I'm going to give this extra time to my animals every day and hang out with them and really love them.
Yeah. Yeah, because like, I suppose in other sports, whether you're racing cars or playing tennis, you're not really connecting with another live being. It's,
yeah,
you know, so
it's the most most unique sport, you know, it's like animal and horse and human, like it's just, the, you know, so so special to have that connection, you know, and it's, you're at one with the horse then. That's the idea, your emotion, your, it's like poetry emotion, and it, and that's the way it should be. And if you don't make this time and connect, and I think if every rider reflected on the first animal they fell in love with, you know, they're, as a kid, they were just, you know, non-stop dreaming of that animal. And then the sport, then there's so much thinking and so much, it's so technical, you kind of get lost in your head and you forget that, that heart-to-heart connection with your horse.
Yeah, yeah. So it's kind of like building that relationship outside of the competitive element.
Absolutely, Conor, yes, yeah, yes, yes.
Which makes a lot of sense, you
yeah.
know.
Now, the horsemanship also in the horse care and what the horse needs to, the personality of every horse is different. Every horse needs different adjustments and different nutrition. And, you know, there's so much out there and there's so much knowledge out there. Feed companies will come and they know exactly what horses need and the condition they're in, and you know that's huge as well. And the right farrier and the right vet, and you know, getting all those things correct is equally, you know, it's, they all have to be done, you know, as much close to 10 out of 10 as possible. Yeah. But the uniqueness of the personality of the horse and the connection and that bond and that relationship, that partnership is so important.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose when you think about it, like if you're a soccer player and you're part of a team, you don't just go on the pitch and do your training session and then don't talk to your teammates for the rest of the day.
Absolutely.
Usually you'll see teams who hang out together as friends afterwards.
Yeah.
They exactly. really bond on the pitch then as well. So yeah, it makes sense.
Absolutely, absolutely. There was one rider, he didn't really believe in his horse that he was bringing to this show, and he didn't really expect him to go very well. It was an important show. And I said, you know, I said, I don't feel you don't believe in this horse, not really. I said, but could you hang out with that horse? Could you go out and hand graze him and just change that, your attitude towards him, and, you know, appreciate him and tell him he's good, like talk to him.
Yeah.
Sure enough, he did, and he was very open. The next time we spoke, he said that horse did qualify, and he was amazed because he built a bond and he changed his, you know, his energy around him.
Which I suppose, as you say, it can become a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you believe your horse is no good, then he probably won't be. And if you believe in your horse, then he'll come and perform for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes horses, you know, they might be injured, and it, you know, it's very hard to be aware all the time how, where a horse is and their soundness, and they might just have an unlucky run, and the belief in the rider drops as well, and the riders have to be so careful not to get that, you know, stuck in their head that, you know, he's at this limit, or, you know, he's just off form, or he's not as good as I thought he is or she is.
Yeah.
But when you start to change that belief, like you said, and but also like connecting and, you know, hanging out with your animal and saying, you know, we've got this, we're going to do this, we're a partnership, we're going to bounce back, you know, that's, they know everything. Like they feel if you're sad, they feel if you're mad, you know, so that and it's a peaceful thing. It's a piece of beauty to hang out with these beautiful creatures. And breed with them, like they pick up energy, like you can see, you know, they know if somebody is scared, like they know if somebody is rushing, you know, they know everything. So the more you can bond with your animal, the better happiness you're going to get, the more fulfillment, the more joy, and then it always will result in the ring.
Is there anything else that you'd want to, would you suggest around horsemanship or?
T-I-M-E. Time, yeah. You know, it's so busy world we live in, and social media can catch you very quickly, and you could spend half an hour, 20 minutes on the phone, or that time just being aware, as I have often said, awareness is curative. And if you're not a 10 out of 10, you know, I do believe that we can all make time, everyone can make more time efficiency, and just spend that time with them, just hanging out, hand grazing them, just or in the stall, stable, just, you know, just watching them, just patting them, just connecting with them, you know, just like hanging out with a friend, because they are family.
Yeah. Do you know, as you're saying that, it's kind of the way you talk about it, it's almost like it can be a meditative experience for yourself as well, almost.
Yeah, it's peaceful, like it's, they're beautiful creatures, you know, we forget them as an animal, and as, you know, people have great love for dogs and horses, and you know, dogs get so much petting and patting, and but sometimes the horses don't, and you know, they crave that too.
Very good, Jim. So will you bring us into a meditation and wrap and for the end of this episode?
Absolutely, yeah. And I'll drop you into the deeper connection with your animal, each animal you have. So those who are driving, eyes open, and the rest, close your eyes and just drop into a peaceful place through your breath. So breathing in deep, calm energy from above into your crown, right into your chest, down into your feet and out into Mother Earth, relaxing and dropping down again, feeling your upper body, your mind, your head, your brain, your shoulders and your neck. Right arm, left arm, right hand, left hand, your right foot, left foot, right leg, left leg, and imagine the sun is just beautiful heat on your body and it's relaxed. You give your permission to just hear the words and breathe. Letting go of the thinking and just feel the good energy. Feel the good energy coming to you and through you. And in this lovely relaxing place, just connect first of all to your first love or your first animal. Whenever you fell in love with that beautiful pony, horse, mare, gelding, whatever it was, and how much you just yearned and wanted and just connected. That first time when you just fell in love with these beautiful creatures, connect to that. Bring yourself back to those early days. Now bring yourself through all the animals you have had and all these beautiful creatures. Think of them all. Just think of all the great qualities, all the great personalities, all the great features of each one of them, all their different traits. And just give these moments to appreciate them, to acknowledge them, to really connect again, bond with them. Now bring yourself to the present day, to your animal or animals today, and think of each one of them. Think of all their personalities and how they think, and if they're a human, what type of a human would they be? Think of the bond, think of the understanding, think of seeing them, hearing them, feeling them. Think of just rubbing them, connecting with them, understanding them, feeling them, really connecting, bonding with them, building that relationship, just spending time. That's how you get to know them better. Time, T-I-M-E. Honoring your commitment to give them 10 out of 10 time that you really know, your heart will tell you, their heart will feel it. And it won't just happen in the stall or in the paddock or when you're hand grazing, it will transfer to the ring. They'll feel that good energy. And when it's time to get up, knowing that you're going to be always relaxed, and I challenge you to take deep, calm breaths and try and breathe with them in their stables. Try and stay connected in the same breath. And you'll notice they'll relax as you breathe. They'll snort and they'll feel that relaxing energy and that calm energy and the presence and the peace you'll get from it in the same way before you get up, that you'll do that same connection. And what you do then is you're breathing together and you're actually blocking the past out. You're becoming present. And it's a great way of getting ready to compete, getting into your connected heart space, both of you. And as you get up, knowing that they feel this energy, they feel the connection, because you've built this muscle, you've been working on it, and feeling that and being excited to have this new commitment to yourself, honoring this new commitment to spend that T-I-M-E. A T-I-M-E, T-I-M-E with your animals, knowing that they're your friends. They're your friend, your friends, and you're connected, and you just give this time, this great energy, and that will make it so much easier to compete and to be successful. From 1 to 2, 2 to 3, feel the energy build. Feel the continuous, happy, exciting, your happy place with them. 3, 4, 5, 6, feel the and honour that energy you're going to give to them, and they're going to get from you, and they'll give back tenfold. 6, 7, 8, and 9, 10. Good job, good job, good job. Well done.
Super, Jim. Thank you, everybody. This has been the Jim Hickey Podcast, the A to Z of success in the ring. Next week, we're going to focus on the letter I. So what inspires you?